Last Tuesday was the Technori showcase that hosted the Generator, which is a Midwest accelerator. Five companies came on stage. They did a great job. We packed the house at Chase Auditorium, and we had a keynote who was Al Goldstein, Chicago entrepreneur. He's the CEO of Avant, which is one of Chicago's three main unicorns in the startup world, meaning it's worth more than $1 billion. And he left us with some pretty cool, advice. I don't know. I mean, it was a really moving keynote, but it wasn't traditional. He kind of went through his own general story and how he kind of got from where he was to where he is. And it was great, but he left a great message, which is going to sync in with our 5 Good Minutes, which is a new segment. The other thing I want to mention before we get rolling here with the show is the Technori showcase for this month. Well, I guess not this month. We're not there yet. May is May 30th. And I can tell you ahead of time, the keynote is going to be incredible. Those of you out there have heard of Kickstarter, the co-founder of Kickstarter, Charles Adler, is Chicago's own. He's got Lost Arts here in Chicago. He will be our keynote. So you will want to check that out. The tickets will become available once we actually turn into May. So for right now, I'm just giving you some advice and some information. So let's kind of bump into things. I mentioned Al Goldstein. One of the things that he told me that was really incredible was, or not just me, he told the entire audience. He said it to me backstage and then he said it again on stage. And that is that in a complex world, particularly the company he runs now, which is in credit and loans, that the success that he has seen, whether it was real estate or his first company or his second company, and now with Avant, is keeping things simple. And ultimately, he said his main takeaways, the secret behind his success was to keep things simple, to have a trusted team, to have a group of people that work with him that are giving it their all just like he is. And he can trust that they're doing what they're supposed to do, and they can trust that he's doing right by them and doing what he's supposed to do. And of course, he mentioned that you also have to have a good lawyer, which I always will shout out our law firm over at Kelly Dry Warren. They are the best. And that's my advice as an entrepreneur to all startups: get good counsel. It's important. But kind of tailoring off of what Al said with simplicity, the question that came in last week was from at Mr. Andy Mack, who's a friend of mine, who actually wrote a really good question. And it was, when it comes to IP, what exactly is good? Like, how do you protect yourself from that? How do you make sure that your ideas aren't stolen? Essentially, the question he wrote was, if I have a great idea and I want to make sure no one steals it. So I'm going to go ahead and start the clock now. We've got 5 minutes. I'm going to explain to you sort of my take, if you will, on how to protect good IP. So here's the deal. Everybody has had great ideas. Speaking of Uber, it was not the first company to ever come out and try to shake up the taxi and driver world, but it was the first one to effectively handle it in a way that could actually be scaled. And I guess my main thing that I would say to anyone who's got a great idea is that you have to come to terms with the fact that you're not the only one out there. When it comes to, you know, maybe protective algorithms and things like that, and you've got to file a patent, that might be one of the main things that you would have to do that obviously could be stolen. But when it comes to great ideas, it really comes down to execution. So focus a little bit less on what the idea is, and I'm not going to tell people, I'm not going to get a co-founder, I'm not going to share my idea because someone's going to run around and steal with it. They're going to steal it anyway. I mean, that's the end of the day. Like, at the end of the day, people are going to take your idea, and if you're slow at acting on it, they're going to take it and they're going to do it better than you. They're going to get it to market faster than you. And we all know what happens then. First to market usually wins. So my advice to anyone who has a great idea is to not just hold on to it and hide behind it, and don't worry about it being perfect. You know, we were at a panel this past week with WeWork celebrating young innovators. And one of the main things that came up was, How do you know when it's time to push your product out? How do you know when it's time to hit the publish button on your website and launch it? And at the end of the day, all entrepreneurs, people want to be perfect, but you're not going to be perfect. It's just too hard. So what you've got to do is get the best possible product out that you can put together. Hit publish, get feedback quickly, stay nimble, stay flexible, keep iterating and build and build and build and keep building on that idea so that you become the best. Because at the end of the day, anyone and everyone can figure out what you're trying to do as soon as you're live. So my advice to anyone is to focus on execution first. Take your great idea. Obviously, get feedback. You want to make sure that it's actually a great idea and not just junk. But get it out there, start getting feedback, and start executing, and focus a lot more on how to build a great company around it and less time worrying about those that are competing with you.